Memphis. Nothing but Memphis. Everywhere we go, it's Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee. The beautiful land in the world.
And I'm thankful for this guy who tweeted and said, I don't have that fire in my eyes no more. That game right there was for him. That's what I do. I prove people wrong each and every night, and that's for him right there.
Hi, this is Tom Izzo at Michigan State, and you're listening to Grizz 901.
Yo, what up, Grizz Nation, and welcome back to another Grizz 901 postgame show, the best postgame in all of the land. You can get out your spaces and get to this place. I promise you, you will have fun after each and every game. Tonight is all about the game recap, as we always do. Nate is here with me. I am Daniel, and we are presented to you by Bluff City Media. Second segment is all about the Grizz trivia. I have a sneaky good one. Listen, these are getting tough to do. I don't know if Nate is just smarter than me, but I'm trying my best. But we're going to get to Grizz trivia. And then we're going to look on the radar at some guys that we're liking around the league. The last thing is, as we always do, we're going to hit you on the booty and get you out of here with a team preview. Easy enough. That's all we got. Listen, we're coming off of a loss, 103-94 to the Kings. It wasn't pretty. The Grizzlies had to call up a guy from the G League, but the team played with a lot of energy, a lot of effort. I'm proud of these dudes all around. It was a good game. Unfortunately, they didn't get the win. But let's go ahead and get to the show.
The answer is yes, I am smarter than you, by the way.
Yo, Nate, what you think about the game, man?
I think I'm going to be eating some Taco Bell while we go through this, because that's how I'm feeling today. Lo and behold, the music's on loop. Lo and behold, the music's looping.
I don't understand what's happening.
Golly.
Push the loop button. Anyway, you're crackling right over there. It sounds terrible. Get your S together.
Here's what I think. I'm going to get just straight into my main point for the night.
Let's do it. Just get to the middle of the show.
You cannot take Jaren Jackson Jr. out with 3:30 left in the game and only five fouls. Like, it's just, I don't understand. I saw someone said, does his house get foreclosed if Jaren fouls out? And I'm on that level. Like, it's pretty crazy. Which brings me to my main point for the evening. Is it time to start considering that it's at least possible Taylor Jenkins is the Antichrist? Like, that needs to be our next Grizz Twitter poll. Is it possible? Because not only does he take freaking Jaren out with 3:30 left, he doesn't start this G Leaguer that has clearly earned his minutes in Matthew Hurt, who comes in and is the human torch. Like, I'm just saying, is it possible that Taylor Jenkins is the Antichrist? I'm just saying, from what I've seen around the Grizz Twitter, quite frankly, I don't care that they had to bring up a G League guy because they didn't have enough players to not forfeit tonight. It's not an excuse. I'm tired of the excuses.
It was so, all about the rotations tonight. We're back.
Off the top, is his favorite number 666? Go.
Listen, it's been a fun few days with Grizz Twitter. There's people that honestly can't see the season for what it is, and that's unfortunate. Like this season it's a wash. Like, I honestly, my expectations are so low that I'm enjoying watching these young guys play. I'll say what I said. Overall, is this season is completely without expectations at this point. I don't expect them to make the play-in. I really don't. I think that this team has played completely out of their minds, and it just goes to show, like, organization across the board, players across the board, everybody involved, they have heart, and they care about each other. They care about the team. They care about the name on the front of the chest. They care about the city. And that's really what it comes down to is, yes, you can pick all of this apart, but let's just be honest. Like, most of these dudes should not be playing in the NBA or real minutes in the NBA. Let's just keep it crystal clear. And the fact that they're winning, it's not about coaching. Coaching doesn't do like what they're doing out there. Like, they're just playing with heart and energy and effort. Like, nothing that Taylor Jenkins and the staff draw up is going to help or really hurt them. Unfortunately, it does hurt if you take Jaren out when you're closing on the game, which I think he thought he could steal a minute, and unfortunately bit him in the butt. But listen, these guys, all the effort, all the credit in the world goes to them for just showing up. Matthew Hurt tonight, very impressed out of him. Obviously, it was minutes that, you know, they're fine. Like, he hits a couple big threes and you're feeling great, and then he goes quiet. That happens. G.G. Jackson just completely just not there in the first half. And then the second half shows up. Like, that's what young guys do. It is what it is. Like, these young guys need to develop. And the great thing about this season is I think we found two diamonds in the rough in Vince and G.G. And that's really what this is. The season is going to be all about is finding those two guys to be real key contributors for the team going forward.
I only hear excuses, excuses, excuses. Like, have fun. What's wrong with you? Have fun. These are valuable games that they really need to make their playoff push. Are you insane? Have fun.
Listen, shout out to
ass at you. Dude, it's okay. Seriously, though. Like, who cares?
Exactly. Honestly, who cares? I'm like, having so much fun, like, dude, like watching this team right now. It's been a blast.
Well, it's fun seeing, like, is GG gonna like take another step, right? It's like, yeah. Okay, he didn't show up in the first half. Then he's able to turn around and have a good second half, right? Still is a step slow defensively. He's got all like the defensive talent, right? Like, one-on-one defending, he's been, I think, really good. In one-on-one defense, it's the rotations are always a step behind. He's just kind of like mentally got to catch up, but I think he's looked good one-on-one defense.
Yeah,
he still looks a little uncomfortable taking most guys off the dribble, but that'll come, right? And so it's fun watching that. It's fun watching guys like Matthew Hurt come in and just immediately drain two threes. And I don't even know how. It's like he's the Jokic half court behind the head.
Dude, it's so ugly. It's so ugly. People have been calling him Larry Bird.
Yeah. And, I mean, I haven't actually looked at the numbers, and I don't know where my phone went. But it felt like Jaren had an inefficient night. I don't know.
He played. Shout out to Goom. As a number one option, he's going to be inefficient. He's very inefficient. Listen, if you're not hitting – his unders on his points, rebounds, and assists every single night, like I am, shame on you, because his line is just ginormous and he never gets close. But they're going to keep putting him there.
But here's what's kind of awesome is most nights he still looks like the best player on the floor.
Yeah, he does.
Like, he still looks like the best player on the floor. So that's great to see. It also sucks that he's the number one option and you're playing, you're starting with him with Santi, X, Roddy, and Scottie Pippen Jr. Like, that makes it tough.
Yeah.
But Scottie Pippen Jr. looked really good again. Roddy just continues to be too inefficient with the shots. He dribbles it off his foot at least twice a game. But still, if he was just doing role player stuff, he'd have his moments, right? 10 rebounds tonight. We see a lot of good stuff. And truth be told, you a couple things go your way. Kevin Huerter doesn't get hot deep. He might walk out of there beating a team who's a true, like, championship hopeful, finals hopeful this year.
Right.
And so good effort. And I'm just, you know, there's going to be very few losses that upset me the rest of the year. Right. Like, the Bulls one was one of them. But generally speaking, unless it's that kind of effort, I don't tend to care.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. And obviously, you know, I know you're trolling me just because of what's been happening on Twitter as of late.
What are you talking about?
But it has been fun watching these guys. I want to get back to this one thing that David White said, that taking Jaren out cost them the game. Listen, it wouldn't be a decision I would have made. Did it cost them the game? No, I think the Kings win that game no matter what. It is a four-point swing. Yeah, it's a four-point swing, right? And so they scored two. They scored six. Grizzlies scored two. It was a four-point swing. They ended up winning by nine. Take it to what you want. It wouldn't be what I would have done. I don't know why. And he made the decision to take Jaren out. I think because he had it was a mistake. He had the timeout that he had that he was going to use. So he thought, if I can just steal 1 minute to make sure he stays on the court, we should be fine. But I don't understand that thinking, because worst case, he fouls and he fouls out. At that point, the game is over anyway. You take him out and they go and they hit some points like they did, the game's over. So either way, I don't understand that thinking. I'm not going to pick it apart completely. It is what it is. It was a stupid decision. He probably regrets it.
It's a mistake.
It was a mess.
It was a mistake. But at the same time, like, it wasn't like Jaren was just crushing in there. So I think you're right. I don't think it cost him the game. I think if that happens, they still end up losing to the Kings.
Yeah.
And he keeps them in.
Kings played so bad. But let's talk about one guy real quick, and that's Domantas Sabonis, the dude. 20 and 26. And that
I took his rebounds tonight, and I should have taken the alternate.
The highest I could get was 18.
It was 13 was his number on Prize Picks tonight, which is what Nate has to work with in the state of Utah. They do have alternates now, but his alternate was like 16 and a half. And I was like, I don't know, that's pushing it. He had 16 at half.
So right.
I probably should have taken it. But I mean, again, if Jaren is more efficient in the paint, right? If he doesn't miss a bunch of shots, again, he can have super inefficient nights. There's been a lot of nights where he's hit all of those. So, things could go the other way. Truth is, Kings didn't play very well. They missed a bunch of shots they normally make. I was shocked at some of the shots they were missing, especially in that first half.
They were wide open.
Fox didn't have it tonight. I mean, there's a lot of things that went your way, but you literally had to call up a player so you didn't have to forfeit. Like, that's the state of the Grizzlies. And so, listen, if you want to get mad and you want to lose your S on everything because, they lost a game where they were in there close. Like, just remember, they literally only have 8 players because they called someone up who was seriously sitting at home today. There's no chance Matthew Hurt wasn't sitting at home in South Haven or wherever he lives, just chilling, thinking he had the day.
He was getting ready for the game tonight.
Haven. Sorry, I forgot the Hustle have a game
tonight. The Hustle we're playing tonight, and literally midday is like, hey, we actually need you to play with the Grizzlies. And so it's like completely like opposite, like, oh my God, like, all right, a normal game where you're going to have like probably 30 people watching you, you know, in the crowd, 30 fans, other than personnel, to we're having, you know, whatever it was tonight, probably 12,000 or so in attendance. But
and it's just like, you literally, a guy just got caught up that was sitting there probably in a pregame routine for tonight. And like, I just refuse to get mad about it. Like, and let me be clear, I want the Grizzlies to win every game they play. In the heat of the moment, I'm getting pissed at like, Jaren, don't throw that stupid pass. Usually Santi, don't throw that stupid pass. Roddy, quit dribbling it off your foot, whatever it may be. Taylor, why the hell are you taking Jaren out with 3 minutes left? Are you kidding me? That was asinine. Yeah. That was like another Taylor. Dude, what are you doing?
That'll be all what Spaces is about tonight, is that one decision.
But here's what happens when the game ends. So does my emotion, because it's just about tuning in and having fun. Like,
it is.
They're going to end up keeping a similar draft spot to what they have right now.
Yep.
And hopefully it ends up being good.
Yep.
That's it. Like, this is the Grizzlies. Like, it would be a miracle for them to make the play-in. Technically, they're on pace to do it, probably. They're still on pace for 500, but
We're not. I thought we were closer to getting Smart and Bane back. I don't think we are. And that's like, it's not happening before the trade deadline, which is February the 8th. And so we're obviously 8 days away from the trade deadline. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in a second segment, right after we get to Grizz trivia. But I want to get through some of these comments. And the first thing I want to say is that the comment section is brought to you by Streetcars of Memphis. As soon as I can remove this comment, I would appreciate it. Daniel, what an idiot. Streetcars of Memphis, regular maintenance to your car, plus all of the modification needs, speakers to life, to lights, to lifts, to wheels. They can modify them all. Go ahead and call into Streetcars of Memphis and get a $55 regular oil change or $65 full synthetic oil change today. All you have to do is let them know that the Grizz 901 team sent you. There's a lot of huge savings taking place at Streetcars of Memphis. Check them out online at 901-SCM or call 901-323-3332. Schedule your oil change, maintenance, or the modification needs that you're looking for. They are our sponsor of the comments section, and let's go ahead and get into more of the comments real quick. I have a few of these starred that I want to get into. is Sapient Mud. First of all, first time I've ever seen your name. Awesome name, Sapient Mud. That behind the back dunk was dirty business.
Filthy.
Like, that was so sick. Like the fact that he, I don't know, like he doesn't look like he has those moves, and then we'll just pull him out, and it looks good. It looks so clean, and he's so long that if he leaps anywhere, his arms are so long that he's just like easy dunks. And so,
dude, it's just nastiness.
Yeah,
awesome. I mean, he's looked fantastic. Like I said, I think he has some inefficient nights, but like generally speaking, you got to be happy with what you've seen from Jaren lately, in my opinion.
Yeah. Drew Gann, Uncle Buck, Sabonis had 26 rebounds. All the other Kings combined for 25.
That's stupid. That's just a stupid number of rebounds. It makes me unhappy. But
Heaven's Healthy Kitchen. Yeah, Heaven's Healthy Kitchen says they need to let GG cook. I agree, but he's still young, and so he's going to have these games where he's not cooking, and then he cooks like he did in the second half. But this is a question I want to get to about Keith. Keith is asking, why do you think GG did not start? I'm going to go ahead and give it to you because I obviously know what I'm going to say.
Who gives a shit? I'm kidding. Like, I mean, it's one of those things where, again, you only have eight guys. You got to have someone off the bench, and he has been your best scorer off the bench. Like, okay, you start him over Roddy. Doesn't really matter. Like, he still plays 30 minutes tonight. And I know there's going to be a lot of stuff like, why don't they let GG cook? He got up the second most shots on the team tonight, right? Like, he is getting a good opportunity. And so I think the biggest part of it is, like, you have guys that you have seen do their job more than you've seen GG do his job.
Right.
Right? Like, truth be told, I don't care if Roddy starts. Yeah. I don't care if GG starts. I don't care who starts. I kind of don't want Zaire to start. that's the only one I'm like, I'd rather not. But truth be told, you just throw in somebody in there who you trust to do their job more. And quite frankly, you're kind of picking at spare parts. Like, Roddy has had a lot of defensive lapses this year. It's not like you're picking from the cream of the crop of who you want to start. But you've seen Roddy really contribute last year and be a rotation guy, a true rotation guy last year. You haven't seen that from GG yet. And GG's had, as good as he's been, as good as I think he is as a one-on-one defender, again, as a team defender, he seems to be a step behind quite a bit. I think it's like only here and there, right? Like, again, I don't think it's that much more than Roddy. I think Roddy loses his guy a lot. So, but it's a bit of a trust thing. And honestly, for me, I think it's more of a, who do you have off the bench that can make shots? Turns out Matthew Hurt. But like, you're not relying on that, right? Like, Gigi's a guy who we've seen be able to do some creation, even though he does still look a little uncomfortable and drain a shot. So I think it's more of like, you've got to have somebody that can do something off the bench.
Yeah.
Like we said, he got 30 minutes tonight, took the second most shots on the team. Like, he's still getting a chance to shine through, and he's doing it in moments.
As I've always said, I don't care who starts. It's usually about who finishes the game. Who's on the court when the game ended? I think it was GG Jackson, right? That's what it all comes down to. Like, who closes the game when you need him the most? It is a guy like that. What it comes down to overall, it's politics. Like, Roddy has been in this league, you know, longer than GG. Santi, who played well tonight, has been there as well. Obviously, Jaren. Who else started? Tillman. Like, you can't – it's fine. Like, I get it. I understand. But the thing is, this guy's 19. He hasn't even played 20 games yet. He's still learning. Put the guys in that you trust, and they're actually on NBA contracts. And that's just the God-honest truth. What it is also is a locker room issue. Like, hey, let's not lose the locker room because one guy starts over the other right now, because they understand – whatever, you're not going to win the game probably anyway. And if you do, it is what it is. And so I don't care that much.
Well, I don't think the locker room thing is as big of a deal. Like, I think it's at the point where these guys are all so young, like, you play whoever you play.
Right.
I think part of it too, that, again, I don't know this for a fact, but you and me have talked about this just us two before, but once you get to really high level athletics, like, there's a thing of being like putting a guy in a situation to fail.
Yeah.
And exactly. Like at the end of the day, Gigi has like had a, he's had a big TNT moment. He has shown and looks like he's ready for the moment.
Yeah.
There's also the chance the Grizzlies are protecting Gigi Jackson.
Yeah.
That's a 100, like a 19-year-old kid. You don't want to put him in over his head and have him where it's like, hey, he's just chucking so many shots. Either that becomes like,
yeah,
Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
Or getting to the point where it's like, oh, like I, you lose confidence in a guy who's actually really good. Again, I don't know that to be a fact, but it's something that I think can be real. But again, all the guys, whether it's Santi, Gigi, Roddy, Tillman, all these guys, I see a lot of the stuff going around right now that's like, this guy sucks. This guy's, dude, I'm not jumping to any judgments on these guys other than like, I think we've seen enough from Zaire. I think we've seen enough from Jake to know what these guys are.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think I know what these guys are. Right. And so yeah. Like, I don't. Yeah, true. Exactly. Thank God Zaire got benched. DNP, who cares? But all these other guys is like, dude, they, none of them are playing in their role, including like Jaren.
Yeah. Right? Jaren is not, should not so, be in this role, but
I'm just not jumping excelled. To any rash conclusions. Right. Yep. So, again, I don't think GG shine away from the moment, but I just have no judgment on all these guys.
Yeah.
I just don't like, and I mean, Santi has looked rough, but honestly, it's a miracle. All these guys don't look rough all the time. Like Vince's emergence more than anything has taken so much pressure off these guys in a lot of ways. And so, yeah, I'm just not jumping to any conclusions. I just can't say that enough. I really can't, because it's like you were about to forfeit tonight. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, that is where you are as a franchise. So,
all right, Drew's got a good question. Nate, rest of the season, would you rather Larry have Bird. Zaire or Grizz Larry Bird?
Give me the guy who shot putting it in from deep. You know why? Because it goes in. Dude, I'll take it. The Goon's been telling us to get Matthew hurt. Let's get Goon happy.
Yeah, good, man. Shout out to you. Had to feel good getting that. Austin was, is disappointed in Santi. I don't know why. Santi's fine. I don't remember what his number is, but I do.
Terrible.
They're playing with too much usage, these guys who should not be playing with the usage they're playing. Like, you should not be going through Roddy. You should not be going through Santi, ever. You definitely, like, there's a lot of players you should not be going through. Unfortunately, they have to go through them right now. And that's the unfortunate part of it. They're a little bit over their heads. And that sucks because it's going to show a lot of their inefficiencies and deficiencies, honestly. Like, they're not going to play, you know, within themselves. And they're going to kind of play a little bit more over their head than they probably should. And that's going to show. That's fine. But like you were saying, it's all good. Like, if you can remove all expectations, and I challenge a lot of people to do this, like, just have fun with it and watch these young guys develop. And when you steal a win, literally celebrate it. We will celebrate it. That's all I can say, because it's been crazy. One thing I will say is rebounding has been bad. I know Roddy had the most rebounds tonight with 10. I know he has the worst plus minus. I get that completely. I understand, but he did have 10 rebounds. So it's like somebody has to pick up the slack here and there. Sometimes numbers lie. I don't know what I'm not going to break down the game that much to see if he really hurt the team that bad tonight.
Well, your other guy, and I took his boards before they, obviously he didn't play tonight, but his Vince has been probably your best rebounding guard for sure. / wing. Like, and he's out tonight. So you're just behind the eight ball. Again, it's like, it's hard to read too much into any of this. Like, you do need more rebounds. Who do you want to do it? Matthew Hurt? Like, Jacob Gilliard, who's getting a ton of minutes for you? Like, you want him to go get boards? There's times where he's sitting there and he's trying to, like, guard Sabonis in the post. And I'm like, dude, this hurts. It's, like, painful to watch. It's like, dog, this man came straight out the chocolate factory to try and guard one of the best centers in the NBA. And like, I don't know, like, like I said, it's hard to be mad at it. It's just, they're giving the best effort they can every night. You're getting to see young guys get an opportunity, develop, see what they've got. That's like all I want. It's the terrible effort I couldn't do. Like, it's just,
yeah, that's what I can't.
We haven't seen a terrible effort since the Bulls.
Right. No, I agree. Man, catching strays. Gilly out here can't touch the backboard, as Drew says. And then Goon, shout out to you as always. I just had to give you that shout out. The other shout I want to give is to Wayne Hunt. Howdy from Sydney, mates. Been watching the show. Been enjoying the show. Shout out to you, man. So today is Saturday. No, what's today? Today is Monday. So it's Tuesday. Tuesday there, right?
I don't know.
And that what I think that's what Funaki.
Certainly not Saturday in Idaho place.
I'm telling you, I've been busy. So it's been fun, man. I know that I feel like they should have won that game in Indiana, and that part of it, that sucked to me, because I felt like they could have won that, and then tonight you kind of phone it in and let it all happen. But it is what it is. But they did play well. And that's the biggest thing is I know a lot of people are saying the same stuff is, you don't have enough shot creators. We don't have anything. But in the end of the day, if they're playing hard, that's all you can expect as as somebody that really is just a fan. And that's really that all we can be is just big fans and enjoy that they're trying and going out there. Anyway, Shane, get out of here.
Yeah, I know. It's rough. You can't figure out if it's Saturday or Wednesday. I got the wreath still up in the background, like sinus infection. At least I don't have to wear my back brace anymore. Like, that's pretty tight. Yeah, dude, like, genuinely, I'm having fun tuning in and watching these games.
I am too.
I really am. Like, there's been one game that I was like, okay, that was miserable to watch, and that was the Bulls game. I hated the Bulls game because it was trash effort. It's trash game plan, trash effort. Came in here, we said plenty about the game plan and the effort. It was all garbage.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's like the Pacers game. I watched in and out and stuff. I was spending enjoying a little time with the family that's been pretty rare lately. But tonight, it was a super fun game. Like, the only thing I got genuinely frustrated with was when Roddy dribbled off his foot. Listen, I love David Roddy. Everybody knows I love me some David Roddy. But I hate when he dribbles off his foot. It drives me absolutely bat crazy. Yeah. But and then when Jaren got taken out with 3.5 minutes left, I was like, what the hell are we doing? Yeah. This is asinine. I just don't see, like, there's a way to still enjoy the season. And that's what I'm going to choose to do. So.
But that Jaren behind the back.
Yeah, there we go. Playboy Danny gets it. Like, that was awesome. That was like Giannis-esque. That was legit. I loved it.
Yeah. Before we wrap up, as always, the comment section is presented by the Streetcars of Memphis. Go use the code GRIZZ101, get you an oil change, 55 for a regular, 65 for a full synthetic. Seriously, give them a call. Let them know that we called. Let them know we sent you. 901-323-3332. Let's hit all these real quick before we get into our first break.
Yeah. That's just what I wanted to bring up.
Just thinking about the bench. And I think somebody said you're playing with 21% of your salary cap is on the court. 21% is eligible to play.
To be honest, I'm surprised I even have that much out there.
True. Yeah, but I don't know. I know Jaren makes up a lot because he is obviously making a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about that.
So that's why. It's mainly just Jaren. If you took him off the court, it'd be like 4%. I do wish we got the Pacers game as well. And this is one I want to bring up too about Austin. Surprised we're not getting beat by 40.
Yeah,
that's the biggest thing, is the fact that these guys care enough and are playing with, well enough basketball that we're not getting beat by 40 is awesome.
Because they should be.
They should be.
Like, I know, I understand the Pacers didn't have Halliburton, and I think they set Turner last game. But, like, Turner, dog, that team should beat your ass.
Yeah.
Like, whether those guys play or not, it's like, also people like, man, they're better than that Pacers team. I'm like, the hell they are? What are you talking about? Every single one of those dudes is, like, supposed to be in the NBA this year.
Yeah.
Which is, like, not the Grizzlies. So it's like, we said it as soon as Bain went out. We were like, they should be underdogs every game the rest of the season.
Yeah.
Like, that should be the case. And they're still out here competing. They just got a 3-game winning streak.
like I said, I think there's, we can't say enough. Like, there's a way to have fun watching these games. And I think that's like what we're taking away from it, is how can we have fun?
And I know for sure that they've covered the last five games. If that matters to you at all, they've covered for the last five. And so
that
can be. How many players have played for the Grizz this season? At least 15. We do know that. Matthew Hurt would be the 16th. Jalen Noel, 17. Biombo, 18.
Shaq Harrison play this year?
I don't think so.
Okay, I don't know if you remember if he got actual minutes or not. A lot.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot.
All right. All right, let's get to the first break. We're all about keeping receipts. We'll see you right back in about 1 minute.
People have been saying, like, oh, I'm keeping the receipts, and I'm going to remember who said this. We wasn't lying.
Well, that's one. I've reached a point where, like, anything you say on Twitter, I can ignore it.
Right.
Like, I'm not promising you I'll never pop back at somebody. Uh-huh. Sometimes I do. I might today, but I often don't. I would say for every 50 negative comments I get, I might reply to one. I don't get involved.
I'm getting there too, man.
Yeah, but you don't look like you're getting there. I see you arguing all day long every day. You got to wait. There, man. You got a ways to go.
Well, I might get more. Well, I'm not, I don't get as many as you.
Well, how about this?
How about this?
And I'm not saying you have to get there. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying I am there. There are different ways to handle social media. I just found it to be largely unproductive. Right. But
I do it for calisthenics sometimes. Right, like, I don't feel no way. I just, okay, let me just engage in this just for fun. Yeah.
Tune in to the Anthony Sane Show Wednesdays and Fridays at 12 p.m. weekly on the Bluff City Media YouTube channel.
Daniel, we just talked a lot about being able to have fun. Do you think we're having fun? Is there reasons to have fun with the Memphis Grizzlies right now?
I'm having fun.
Well, you know what I always say. If the Grizzlies can keep us having fun, it's just we have to be able to give them their flowers. And you know what I think of when I think of flowers? Pews Residential Spray. You know Pews. From flower shops to commercial landscape maintenance, Pews has been around for 30-plus years servicing the Mid-South. But did you know that Pews also does residential lawn care? Pews Residential Spray can take care of all your weed and fertilization needs. If you want to create that perfect weed-free lawn, then call Pews Residential Spray today for a free estimate, 901-633-2118, and let them know that the Grizz 901 crew sent you. And remember, with Pews, you get big company strength, small company values. Sinus infection and all, baby. Still rolling through. Still rolling through.
Wow, the forced transition is just there. I love it. Let's go ahead and get to Grizz trivia. Love it, man. I like it. Mark, do not feed the ego. All right, Nate, you have been crushing Grizz trivia as always, but I have one that you're not going to get. We're talking about injuries a lot. We're talking about some issues, not having a lot of players on the court. We've had a few players be some marathon guys for us. Players that continue to show up and play. Jaren Jackson Jr. has played the most games this season with 45. Nathan, can you tell me who the next two players are? They both are tied with 44 games played this season.
44 games played this season.
I didn't.
Who's at 45? Who's at 45?
Jaren. I didn't want to give you the 44 number, but I did anyway. But they are tied, one behind Jaren.
Roddy?
Maybe.
Just
yes.
Okay. Roddy and no, he was out for a bit. Hold on.
Whoa. We're Googling? Hold on now.
I'm looking at the roster. I'm just looking at the team's roster.
Hold your hands up.
I'm just looking at the roster so I can see who all is playing for them.
Sure, you are.
Tillman.
It's amazing that you say that right when Drew pops up a comment. It's weird how that happens. weird.
I mean, listen, I have zero reason to cheat at this. I've been kicking your ass at Grizz Trivia all season, not having to cheat. And it's something I said I was going to suck at in the first place. So is it Roddy and Tillman?
No, it's not. No. Let's hear it. No, it's not Xavier Tillman. It is David Roddy. You're missing one still. The chat can't even figure it out. Talking about small company value.
I'm really surprised it's not Tillman. I thought that'd be it.
Is it Gilly?
No. It's not Gilly.
X has missed a lot. I do not want to say
this guy's name.
Say his name. Say it.
Zaire Williams.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
I wanted so badly for it not to be him.
Finally got
you. Picked one where even if I win, I lose. Just because you want me to have my feelings hurt.
Damn straight.
Daniel's so mad that I'm great at Grizz Trivia. He is so mad.
Not anymore. This is a new streak, a new losing streak. I'm going to keep this up for sure.
I haven't lost, by the way. That wasn't a loss.
This is a loss. Yes, you don't get it right. How's that not a loss?
Because I did get it right.
No,
you took me one extra guess. Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm sorry. This isn't hand grenades. You can just throw a couple names in there and you get
okay. Sorry, I'm start calling you my sister because you're just making up the rules to the game as we go. I see.
Man, talk about somebody just angry, just an angry elf. All right, let's go. All
here's excuses.
Let's go ahead and get to the on the radar, some people that we're looking at. And so we want to bring up some names because Matthew Hurt is obviously has joined the team on a 10-day. I don't know if we're going to get any more 10 days coming up soon, whether or not they're going to bring somebody out. But I would imagine with Luke going to get back healthy, you obviously have Vince, Zaire, who we just discussed, and then Jitty. I don't expect to have any more than that, but this is a 10-day for Matthew Hurt. I'm curious if he continues on this with maybe another 10-day if they're allowed him or if they just send you back to the hustle. But with him coming out, I want you to bring up some other names. And so one guy who has been on the top of everybody's radar, and that's Trey Jameson. He was picked up on a 10-day for the Washington Wizards.
Yep.
I believe his last day on the 10-day is today, tonight.
Tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. But he did play for them tonight. Let's see if he actually got off of the bench. He did not. And so from my understanding, he's only played 1 minute, I believe, with them. But what's your thoughts on Trey Jameson?
Talk. He's a freaking 6'11 monster.
Monster.
Like he reminds me of Vince Williams, not in like the skill set, clearly.
Yeah.
Not the same type of player. But in that he is just, if you took all of Vince's like little like skill side of his game and turned it all into Freako athleticism, you get Trey Jameson. Yeah. Like he's just going to fly around the court, get all the rebounds. He's going to play like bigger than he is. And he's already massive. And like, he's just, honestly, like he's playing with the Wizards right now. Okay. If you want to get minutes, dude, you're above 6'9 with a pulse. Come play for the Memphis Grizzlies. We got minutes for you. Like, come on. And I see some people in the chat saying who. The only reason I know this is because my best friend's a massive UAB fan and he just graduated from UAB. And so I've seen some stuff and he's just a freako. Like, he's a freako, dude. He's like 6'11", 260 or something like that. Yeah, he's
24 years old, center.
Pure muscle. he's just awesome. So
Trey Jameson, very good.
It's the same thing. Like the hope for the Grizzlies side is, well, one, we get an actual center, which is going to be really nice. But also, like, there's a chance that you do what you did with Vince Williams and with Gigi and maybe with Scottie Pippen Jr. if he keeps playing well. It's like, you called a guy up from the G League, and lo and behold, he can play for you. Like, next year, he can play for you.
Yeah.
So, and I like what No Bluff and Chris is saying there in the chat. It's a perfect scenario. Like, the Grizzlies need basically a warm body, any warm body to come play. It would be great if it was a 6'11 center. Trey Jameson's looking for a place to prove himself and get minutes.
Yeah.
Match made in heaven. Like, bring him on over. And again, it's like, if nothing else, you get a guy who can be serviceable for you during this season. There's a chance you get a guy who can actually contribute for you if he really shows out, right? And we've seen these guys in the G League come in and prove themselves already. So I'd love to see it. I would love to see it happen. I'd love for that to be something that comes across my feed tomorrow. And by come across my feed, I mean somebody in the group chat tells me, because I don't really check Twitter like I used to.
Yeah, no, I have seen enough of him to know that he's a dominant big man. Yes. And let me give you this scenario real quick. We're 8 days away from the trade deadline. Potentially, the Grizzlies could get another 10-day, potentially. But what happens if the Grizzlies send out and consolidate room to be able to make room for maybe a GG Jackson to get a real contract? What opens up then is a two-way contract. I know that he wanted a 10-day. I know he wants to be on with the main squad. But what you might actually get is a chance to open up a two-way spot to land a guy like Trey Jameson honestly, it's still a prove it deal. He knows at this point, I'm going to get to play with the big squad, but I know the business side of it as well. They have to sign GG instead of me to a real NBA contract. So they're going to sign him to a two-way. So that's something to look at. I know people have talked about getting GG up there. What that does is that opens up your third, one of your spots for your two-ways. Look for something like that to get him, is because you're going to have him. I don't believe it will be Matthew Hurt. I don't think they would sign Matthew Hurt to that deal. He already is signed with the Hustle. So I'd imagine he's just going to go right back to them after this 10-day, if not another one. But I would imagine that if for some reason they can either send out a guy like Xavier Tillman or consolidate anyway, you might have a spot open up for Terry Jameson for sure to bring back. If he doesn't get picked up somewhere else, I don't know. You're dying.
I mean, you've got to do a lot of roster consolidation anyways. Like, Trey, if you're looking for like an actual roster spot with Trey Jameson, which I think is super jumping the gun, but I wouldn't hate it. I just think it's really jumping the gun. Yep. You are going to have to move out Laravia / Tillman / Conchar / Zaire, multiple guys, because Gigi's getting the next roster spot. Yep. That's what's happening. And then after that, you still need to move off another guy to bring someone in. And for trade like Jameson to just to get that contract is like, I mean, that's an unproven guy that you're just giving an NBA contract who hasn't done anything with you yet. So I think the 10-day into that's much more likely. I think a two-way is the most likely thing. I don't know. Like, I'm not Mr. NBA contract expert. That's well documented on this show. But I don't know of any team that's just going to just sign Trey Jameson to an NBA contract right now. I mean, and I haven't paid attention to much of his G League stuff, but that seems far-fetched to me. So get him on a two-way, something like that. If he wants to do a 10-day, then bring him in on a 10-day. Who cares? Right now, yeah. It's like, what's it going to hurt? But I agree. Again, like, imagine that, me agreeing with Chris. But they do have really good development in there. They really do. And that the team aspect of that's gone really well. I think it's why you see guys like Scottie Pippen Jr. or like GG Jackson stepping up and playing so well, looking so comfortable. So
people in Grizz Trivia tonight are Twitter tonight are even talking about how they need to bring up Jason March, the G League coach, to coach the Memphis Grizzlies because he's doing such a good job down.
And listen, I bet you he wouldn't use excuse if I didn't have enough players to play tonight. I don't see the argument there. Like, what are we talking about? Hey, listen. Unfortunately, Taylor freaking subbed Jaren out with 3.5 minutes left. So people that are going to have like the ultimate trump card to be on his ass.
Yeah.
Because, like, dude, like, you can't do that. Like, that's just asinine. Like, that's stupid. You can't
be too smart with it. And it bit him in the butt for sure. All right, let's get to the next one. And this is one that we know. Matthew Hurt. All right, so on the radar, Matthew Hurt. Tonight he played for the Grizzlies, and so he looked good. Is he a real NBA player?
Hurt?
Yeah.
Maybe. For sure. Listen, if you can light it up, you can pretty much play in the NBA, a la Garrison Matthews. But, like, I mean, him coming in and making two shots right off the bench is awesome, but it was far from enough for me to say, hey, he's an NBA player. Like, you told me before the game, his feet are crazy slow. His feet are crazy slow. His feet are really slow.
All right, John 17, bro. I love you, dude, but he is not better than Santi. Now, listen, if you want to say tonight he's better than Santi, maybe. Maybe I'll give you that. Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't think that either. But he is a lawn chair, as I'll use Ryan's word. He actually sent to me today. Like, dude is a lawn chair on defense. Like, just people going right by him. He's fine, but he's not that good. But I don't think he is an NBA player. I don't think it is. One thing I do want to talk about is the somebody had just brought up a few minutes ago in the chat. The Hustle tonight, they won a last-second shot. I didn't know how, and so thanks for Drew for bringing this up. Sideline out of bounds, alley-oop to win it with a second to go. Man, that's awesome. I'm going to
go watch that.
Yeah. All right, so you're saying that Matthew Hurt, he could be a plug-and-play guy, potentially steal some minutes here and there, but for the most part, probably not a rotational guy, I would assume. That's kind of one of the same thing. Another guy. Scottie Pippen Jr. This is a guy who's played very well tonight. He played within himself for the most part. He had, you know, obviously some stupid plays that everybody has throughout a game, especially when you're young in your career. But he's been playing very good. Do you think he's a guy who could be the backup, run the actual second unit on the Grizzlies?
I mean, I've liked what I've seen so far. And I just don't watch enough G League stuff to like really know about these guys. So everything we're seeing on the Grizzlies is the first I've seen of these dudes, just to be clear. But what I've seen from him in these three games, I have really liked. I mean, he looks comfortable running the offense. You know, I sent out that tweet about a week ago after his first game with the him and Tyus thing. Like, I thought it was funny and he played really, really well. He does have some like stuff in him where I'm like, that reminds me of Tyus. Now, he's not Tyus Jones,
right?
To be clear. But he's a guy who I don't think you want him running the second unit.
Yeah.
But is he like your sort of break glass in case of emergency guard? I've seen a lot worse.
Yeah.
In my opinion. So he, I don't think you want him as like your first guy off the bench guy running the offense when John Morant's out.
No.
If you want to bring him as, like, again, a break glass in case of emergency sort of last guard, I think he's an NBA guy from what I've seen so far.
Yeah. Austin just said this third string, kind of what you were saying.
Yeah.
So if it was Rose as your guy that is going to be your, you know, backup point guard in a sense, I know Marcus Smart, we want him to be. I don't know if he's ever going to be a real, you know, a guy who's, you know, handling the ball more. But I will say that he can be – honestly, Jacob Gilliard. Would you take Jacob Gilliard or Scottie Pippen Jr.?
Scottie Pippen Jr.
Okay. I think so too. And that's what I like Jacob. I like Jacob Gilliard. He's just his size kills him. I wanna know. Yeah. Ryan's in the chat here. Ryan's been big about, you know, especially these young guys that I don't know anything about. That's who I go to. And so I want to ask him his opinion, but also you all. Would you rather have Gilly or Scottie Pippen Jr. and do you think potentially he's an actual real NBA player? I think he could definitely if you remove Jake LaRavia from this team, if you remove Zaire, you remove somebody else if you wanted to, like those are the 13th, 14th, 15th positions on your bench. Can easily go to guys that you can go to that you can still develop and you don't actually have to have them in the G League. I think that is potential. Unfortunately, we have guys that have the potential but have never showed anything, like Jake LaRavia and Zaire. And so I think everybody's on the same page of keeping Pippen over Jacob Gilliard. If you can keep him on a two-way, maybe you keep Pippen there and maybe get rid of, you know, Gilliard over the years or just sign him to a Hustle contract. I don't know. But that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Listen, you had me get rid of Zaire and Jake LaRavia. I basically blacked out after that because I was like, yeah, that. Whatever you say, yes.
All right. Anything else that you have for On the Radar? Because I want you to just bring up those three guys. I don't want to get too in-depth in this second segment. But I do think it's important to kind of talk through our guys, but also look around the league.
Yeah. What did I yell at you earlier? Get me Jonathan Isaac. Was that the thing I yelled? Yeah, give me Jonathan Isaac. They're going to get rid of some dudes in Orlando at some point.
And they're not.
Some of them are awesome. Yeah, they have to. It's probably going to be guards, but they got to get rid of some guys. Yeah. But, yeah, it's no. Like, there's just, as far as deals to be made, it's not. I don't see much out there yet. The trade mill will get going pretty quick.
Yeah, we have a lot of games, I believe, almost every other day. We do have two days off before the next game, which is against the Cavs. It was going to be a game that was on TNT. That is now removed from TNT. And so we have the Cavs next on the first, which is Thursday. And then it goes Warriors, Celtics on a Sunday on the fourth. And then it's pretty much every other day, the 6th, 8th, 10th, 12th, 14th. And then you have back-to-back on the 15th. But really, what I'm looking at is, honestly, the next five games lead you all the way up into the trade deadline. And the trade deadline is the 8th is the night of the trade deadline. So it ends, I think, 2:00 Central on the 8th. And so the Grizzlies have a game that night. So really, there's four games left before the trade deadline. It's coming fast. And so I'm curious what happens. I don't know. We're not going to give our predictions yet, but like, do you see anything like, all right, I'm starting to see this, or I can feel that this is going to happen, potentially any movement at all?
No. The answer is no. Like, I imagine if anything happens, Conchar's going somewhere.
Because he's played so well enough to potentially get somebody to bite.
Because again, he fits with anybody. He fits with any team.
Yeah. Same thing for Xavier Tillman, too.
Yeah. I mean, you brought up a good point, I think, earlier when we were talking about him going to the Celtics and you get them to take on a Jake LaRavia or something like that. Clear up spots for GG. You'll get some kind of draft compensation or something like that. O'Shea, Brissett, Luke Kornet, maybe. Yeah. But then you free up a spot for GG and possibly free up a couple spots. So that's the most likely thing I see right now. I just don't see the move, like the Mikal Bridges move or something like that.
Yeah.
And everything else is so peripheral that it doesn't make sense given the roster at this point, in my opinion.
Yeah. John 17 is asking, do we know how long Luke and Vince are out? Vince should be back next game. I think this was a, hey, we're going to try him out, see how he feels, and hey, let's not push him tonight, especially. So I expect, because we have two more days before the next game, and then really that day as well, you're able to get him some time off. The non-shooting hand for Zaire was hurt. I believe that Zaire, it's the one that holds the ball, okay? So I think that Conchar was dealing with an ankle sprain is what it said. And so not sure when he did that, but obviously you can easily do that anytime. Luke, Drew saying he'll be likely out until the trade deadline. I'm not sure. I don't think that Luke, I know it has been a lot of talks about Luke being traded. I'm not sure if they would trade him.
Keep him healthy.
This year. I think that if they do anything, they might trade him in the offseason or go into the next year and then use that expiring contract as something. Anyway. I don't know what's going to happen next. The next game, I do want to talk about some expiring contracts. The Grizzlies do have that trade exception for an expiring deal for Ja Morant. They did get that. And so I do want to talk about that next game or next show. I want to look around the league and find, you know, maybe a team that is looking to still compete, but wants to get off an expiring contract, and the Grizzlies have a chance to actually take that on. The problem is they can only take on so much money, because what they can give up isn't as great. Like, these guys are low level. And so it would obviously have to even out enough. But we'll see. I don't know. And I don't know when Bane or Marcus Smart are coming back as well. It's definitely after the trade deadline. I would say right after the All-Star game, All-Star weekend. We'll see. But I think that's when you'll see, if anything, they make a move to go for the play-in, depending on how these next I say eight-ish games go before they get to that. So we'll see.
I think they're eligible last week of February.
Okay. Basically. That's what we're looking at. Yeah. So you're looking at, you know, after the All-Star break. And at that point, I would assume you're probably 15, 15 to 20 games, just to be safe, remaining. At that point, you can make a run and potentially try to grab a play-in. It depends on these other teams. I don't know. It's going to be nip or tuck. Nip and tuck the rest of the way.
Watch them get these guys back and get like six times worse. Can't figure out how to do it. Can't figure it out. Oh, man.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into the team preview. Let's go ahead and take a break, though. We'll be back here in 1 minute.
Yeah, because Zach Randolph went into the Blazers organization that had some characters. Underline the word characters, right. Okay? He's coming from Michigan State. He's from Marion, Indiana. And then you go to Portland, Oregon, which it's an entirely different culture, entirely different demographic. He had people around him who were guys from Marion. Hey, you owe us. Anthony, one of the key memories of my time here in Memphis, off the court, I did a Read to Achieve event with Zach Randolph, and the kid who read the most books, his prize was to get to interview Zach Randolph. And the young man, first question to Zach is, what's the hardest thing for a black athlete to learn? And Zach did not give him any, you know, like BS fluff answer. Yeah. He said, a lot of times the people who say they're your friends, they're not your friends. And you have to pick the people around you very, very wisely.
Tune in to The Anthony Saint Show, Wednesdays and Fridays at 12 p.m. weekly on the Bluff City Media YouTube channel.
All right, we are back. We're Grizz Done at One with a post-game show here for Bluff City Media. If you would, be a friend, tell a friend, but also go ahead and hit that like button as you're watching the show. And it's been a fun time throughout this season. We want to make sure we keep the good times rolling. We're going to make sure we're positive on these shows, but also kind of looking into the team and everything. But hit the like button over there and subscribe on YouTube over at Bluff City Media. And if you're watching this on Twitter, thank you. Hit the like and the share. We do have something else coming, and it starts February the 1st, which is the next game with the Cavs. But we have a new sponsor for the team preview section, and that's Heaven's Healthy Kitchen. Heaven's Healthy Kitchen is a grassroots business that was started right here in Memphis. Chef Smith is actually somebody who is here in the chat, so if you have any questions for him, please reach out. But he is a Memphian that promotes healthy eating and wellness. Are you looking to cook at home? Well, go get Chef Smith's, that's hard to say, Chef Smith's cookbook right off of Amazon and download it today. You can put it on a tablet. You can have it on your phone. Download it straight to you. But Heaven's Healthy Kitchen continues to do monthly pop-ups, so stay tuned when the next one pops up. I think the Valentine's Day is coming up very soon, and that's going to be the next pop-up. So go ahead and check out Heaven's Healthy Kitchen at orderhhk.com. That's orderhhk.com. Serving and catering plant-based and vegan gourmet foods straight to you. That is our newest sponsor for Team Preview, and that honestly makes me happy. Reading those live ad reads makes me happy. So shout out to you, Heaven's Healthy Kitchen. Another one joining the family. Let's go ahead and get into the team preview, and that is the next game, and then we're going to get out of here, and that is the Cavs on February the 1st. The Cleveland Cavaliers have been playing very well tonight. They played very well against the Clippers. Very good defensive team. They just got back Evan Mobley as well. Jared Allen was a beast. Let's go look at his stat line. I know he had 17, I believe, rebounds tonight. I completely lost it. Oh, because they were one of the first games. The Cavs won 118 to 108. 17 rebounds from Jared Allen, 20 and 17. Amazing. That's going to be the biggest thing I think that the Grizzlies have to do is keep Jared Allen off of the boards. And guess what? That's another one you can ladder up to 20 if you'd like.
Say they need to. The problem is that they probably won't. Listen, do we get our own like three towers lineup to match theirs? Who do they have? Mobley, Allen, and who's the other one? They don't have another one anymore, do they?
No, he's gone. Tristan Thompson, but he's suspended by the league.
Yeah, well, listen, that dude should be suspended from his family. That dude keeps getting suspended by stuff, but God, he had 17. Yeah, he's going to kill us. Yeah, Jared Allen is probably going to get a bunch of boards. Listen, he's going to get a bunch of boards. Listen, the boards are there for the taking. Yeah. If you're playing the Memphis Grizzlies right now, good news is you get Vince back. He's a freaking maniac. Is Garland out right now, or is he just out tonight?
No, he's been out. He hasn't returned yet. I was going to go look. He has been out a long time. I
hate that for them. I do. I like Garland is a really fun player to watch. Like he's an awesome player. He's a freaking stud. So I do hate that he's out. But as far as the Grizzlies go, now you throw Vince Williams on Donovan Mitchell, and then there you go. That makes that pretty easy. You know who you're throwing.
Pretty easy.
As far as what you decide you're going to do.
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying the guard Donovan Mitchell is really easy. No. It's like very easy to decide, okay, he's guarding Donovan Mitchell.
So he's getting close. He could be back. Right now it's showing that he's out till January 31st. Which,
Garland?
Yeah, which we play on February the 1st.
Yeah, so he'll be back maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
If you look at the Cavs real quick, they play the Pistons on Wednesday. And so with that being said, is they play at home against the Pistons on Wednesday, and then they have travel the next day and come into Memphis. So it's a back-to-back for them. It is travel. And so I guess that would be the third game in 4 days since they're playing. They're playing tonight. So it'd be the third game in 4 days. That's a positive, you know, way you can spin it. Look at that.
Yeah, so who's the off night? Us or the Pistons? Who are they more afraid of? It probably is still us.
They have to be more afraid of us.
It's got to still be Memphis, right? I need that last Jokic assist. Let's go. Hey, I still have some kind of betting, all right? Let me have what I have. Yeah, I mean, if Garland's back, it makes it tough. But, again, they should be the underdogs in literally every game that they play, this one included, or who's playing or not. I think that is a big one, honestly. And I think we hit on that a little bit earlier. Vince being out tonight does hurt the Grizzlies on the boards a lot. He's a great rebounding wing.
Yeah.
Not to mention Bane's a great rebounder. And also like every big that you have has been out. So,
yeah.
Just again, reiterating the state of the Memphis Grizzlies, but, LeVert will probably crush us because it's Caris LeVert. He might as well be CJ McCollum when he plays the Grizzlies. But, you know, the way this team plays, again, it's like I'm not counting them out of any game right now. Like that game tonight against the Kings, that Kings team has been murdering people. That Kings team puts up 130, 120, 130 regularly. And you held them to 104 tonight. Yeah. Like they are playing with all-out effort, a bunch of guys trying to earn their jobs, a bunch of guys trying to prove they belong in this league. And that turns into a really fun product every night. Really fun team to come watch. And again, if they give that kind of effort that they gave tonight and then they end up getting beat, I'm not going to be mad about it. Like, that's all you can ask for from this team. And so I expect to see that. And because I expect to see that, I expect it to be another fun game.
Yeah, I'm curious. I know Caris LeVert, tonight he did have 13 points, 6 of 12 shooting for 1 of 4 from deep. He could definitely be a guy that kills us. Donovan Mitchell has always killed us. Always. Always. Like, and so I feel good about having probably Vince, but at this point, like you're gonna have to have Jaren on Jared Allen, and then Evan Mobley is gonna be there. And so we'll see how that works out. I'm not exactly sure how they're gonna match up against them. Honestly, with the way this season's gone, is more than likely this could be a chance where they get somebody to rest. And so I don't think we can look at this and be like, hey, everybody is going to be available for them. They actually might arrest somebody. Yeah. So
sorry. We'll see. ADD moment. Yeah. I let the intrusive thoughts win. My bad. It's true. Like, we're going to come in with game previews, and there's things we can talk about. It'll be fun to watch Vince try and guard Donovan Mitchell. It'll be fun to watch Jaren go up against another team with a bunch of bigs, but I think we can expect him to play pretty well. Truth is, we don't know what we're going to get night in and night out from this team. Like, what's going to happen? Who's going to – Gigi going to have another awesome game? Is he going to have another so-so game? Like, is Vince going to keep his hot streak going, which – I mean, it doesn't even look like a streak at this point. He just keeps playing well every night. So there's so much like night in, night out. Is Santi going to go 5 of 8 from three, or is he going to go 1 of 10 from three? What's going to happen? The only thing that I think we can count on at this point is they're going to come in and just give you hell and make you win the game, which is all I want to watch as a Grizzlies fan.
As Austin says,
exactly.
Muck it up all year,
muck
baby.
It up. Muck get it mucked. Up. Get mucked, Cavs.
Get mucked. Yeah, so shout out to South of the chat. Shout out to Heaven's Healthy Kitchen. He is always, a true person that supports us, and obviously is putting his money where his mouth is as well. And so thank him for that. But man, it was I'm excited to see what we can do for businesses. We need y'all's help to support them, and so that's something that we want to do. But also, it's just it's the Memphis nature in us. It's obviously we want to be supported, and so we're going to try to do whatever we can to help them out. And so anytime you hear anything about Heaven's Healthy Kitchen or Pews or Streetcars of Memphis, do us a favor and support them as well. Since you support us, we want to give you people that we know and we love as well. So as long as we don't muck up that pick, as Alan says, yeah, he's all we'll about see. The pick. Yeah, we'll see. But that's all we got on the show, but also all we got on the team preview. Tonight's game, we saw a lot of positives in it. Obviously, the Grizzlies lose. But they still cover. They still cover. They keep covering. But it's been a fun show. There's been a it's been a weird ride. And as the Black Ninja DJ says, you just gotta kind of enjoy the ride. Like low expectations. Enjoy the ride. Have fun with it. And don't take it too serious, because at the end of the day, I don't know if we're gonna be able to get to the play-in. I don't think this team is going to tank to the point of they're gonna set people on purpose. I'm glad that we have the team that's going to go out there and compete every night. If they were tanking it, no, we ain't doing that. We're going to keep playing it all out. So we'll see. But that's all we got, man. Anything else from you before we get out of here?
No more excuses.
Shut up. Tired of dealing with you. All right. That's all we got. We'll see y'all Thursday night. We got a back-to-back Thursday and Friday. Make sure you stay tuned. Be nice and tell your friends.